How are you doing back there, honey?
Okay, thanks, Dick. We're high up, huh?
Yeah.
You stop swinging around in that seat, Haver. You fall out of that darn thing, you'll lose me a million things, like bucks.
Oh, forget it, Earl. I used to scare me when I was in knee pants. This ski lift's safe.
You're a big boy now, so behave yourself.
Ah, go on.
Now, you take it easy, too, Diane.
Okay, Earl.
Okay, here we are. Let me help you out, honey. Come on.
Thanks, darling.
Darling, now?
A figure of speech, that's all. Darling.
Darling, give me a hand, Earl.
Yeah, thanks.
Here we are.
Oh. Okay, thanks.
Hey! Back, everybody! Back!
What?
Earl, if you'd been that ski still, you'd have dropped 200 feet.
Oh, yeah, boy, I know. I got a feeling someone don't like us. Or the film we're making.
The Sounds of Darkness. Lee Masters, FBI, who wages relentless war against crime. Lee Masters, the blind detective who challenges the Sounds of Darkness.
Snow White and Seven Accidents.
Okay, Tony. Yeah, like I told you, we're leaving. Yeah, I know the place. So it's urgent. What's wrong with the cops there? Okay, yeah. Interstate. In come the FBI. What? Yeah, I said we're leaving. 2 p.m. Sure. Look, Tony, get off my back. I haven't let you down yet.
And you ain't starting yet.
Look, can it, will you? Why, Tony? No, I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to Paul Newman here. Bye.
Now, what's he beefing about?
He wants us out there as soon as we can.
Yeah, I wish you could see this, Lee. Yeah, I reckon I'd make the poor man's Rudolph Valentino. With practice.
Will you stop playing film stars, Johnny, and get over here?
Sorry, Lee.
We're going to Utah like we arranged?
Yeah. Ames is worried.
Well, so what?
So he's still my boss. And yours. You got the car fixed?
Yeah.
Look, stop combing your hair, will you? It's noisy.
I got me a parting on the side again. I don't want to be mobbed by thousands on the way to the airport.
Johnny, this case is serious.
And so is being a film star. I wonder who's trying to knock Earl Carter off.
Earl Z. Carter and his two stars, Lorraine and Haver. Plus a cameraman, plus two stunts.
Okay, I'll be on the ball. You know what I think?
Mm-hmm.
I think someone saw, that's all. Wants to have them call the film off. What's happened so far? Nothing serious.
Oh, you think so? Ski lift wire parts. Earl misses death by inches. Richard Haver has a car accident, brakes got it. Diane Lorraine is attacked in her room. Attacker punches her, then runs. Filming held up 4 days.
Well, like I said, just someone who wants the film stopped.
And the two stuntmen, one broken arm, one broken leg. That's nothing serious, huh?
Okay, so they're having trouble. Crime films always have trouble. Now, this is a cop job, not FBI.
It's FBI. Trouble started in California. More trouble in Nevada, en route to Salt Lake. Then, trouble in Utah. Get it?
Yeah, but no one's been killed, Lee.
No, not yet. That's why we've got to get there fast.
Gee, I wish Sam were here.
Why?
Now, I'm doing me too much legwork. Phoning cabs, booking air seats, perusing dossiers on this, that, and the other. I'm tired. I think I'll take up acting instead.
Sam will pick it up again when she gets back from vacation. And you'd be a very poor man's Valentino, Johnny.
Sam thinks I'm real pretty.
Yeah, she thinks I am a genius, which I'm not. Just methodical. Like knowing that's the cab you called? Come on, Johnny, let's move.
Utah, here we come.
Johnny,
He's got it now.
Yeah, Earl. Don't let's over-rehearse it,
Can we shoot it now, huh?
Okay. You okay, Bob?
Yeah. Now, you come in the frame first, Di.
Okay.
And you follow close behind, Dickon.
Okay.
Don't block her. She's prettier.
Okay. Come on, let's get on with it. It's cold up here.
All right. Quiet, well, everybody.
Yeah.
Roll it.
Need anyone take notes?
On rolling.
Action.
No, Roland. I cannot let you see me again.
But, Desiree, my heart bleeds for you. I must see you. I love you. You know I love you.
Do you, Roland? Truly love me?
Of course I do. Let me take you away from here. I know he's rich and I'm not, but I can give you so much more. The excitement of it. The excitement of being loved and...
Ah!
No.
Got it!
I know where you're going to end up, Dick, if you're not careful. On the cutting room floor.
Oh, so what? I boo-booed. So what? It's only take one. Now, come on, we do another one, huh?
No, I got to change the magazine.
Well, right now?
Right now. Now, the star of the picture goes over his lines of deathless prose once more.
Well, listen, why...
Now, take it easy, Dick. Bob's right.
Oh,
you
yeah.
Get with it. Take one or not. Okay, fellas, 5 minutes break.
Yeah, we might as well take lunch while we're at it, Earl.
No, we'll knock off this scene first. The light's still right, okay?
Yeah, it's good. Okay, then.
All right. Mr. Earl Carter?
Earl Z. Carter, yeah?
I'm Bridges. This is Lee Masters.
I don't know any... Oh, yeah, of course, FBI.
Yeah, FBI.
And you're the detective that can't see, always needs help.
You're the producer that hasn't turned out a good film yet.
Don't give me that, Masters.
Well, don't give it to me either. Ames phoned you.
Yeah.
I want to talk to you when you're free.
Look, I know the local cops here call in you guys and like I'm having trouble, but I'm doing a scene right now. We're behind schedule.
Then we'll watch. After, we talk.
All right. You got that new Maggie, Bob?
Yep, okay.
Okay, you guys, get with it. Now, you, Diane, look, you stand closer to that pillar. I want to see something of the railing here. Like it's wood, huh?
Like it's a romantic shower.
Yeah.
Okay, I got the message.
You got it now, Dick?
Yeah, sure. Come on, let's get in the camera.
All right, then, take up your first position. Quiet on set.
Okay, quiet.
Okay, roll it.
Rolling.
Scene A1, take two.
Action.
Is Lee. Sorry I sounded off a bit outside on the veranda.
Okay. Now, again, no suspects?
Heck, no. Sure I got enemies. Who hasn't? They don't work this way, busting up my crew.
Could be coincidence?
Oh, no, Johnny, no. 5 accidents in a row. The attack on Diane Lorraine was the 5th. Maybe, I don't know.
The 6th?
I don't know. Somebody bumped off, maybe.
That's what I figure. You owe money still, Earl?
What do you mean?
Well, your tax evasion 2 years ago, you pleaded financial embarrassment. Said you owed 2 backers.
Yeah, I did. But I paid up in the end, the backers and Uncle Sam.
Yeah, I know.
And I'm backing this film myself, no complications.
And who wrote the script?
I did.
It stinks.
Yeah, sure, but the film's gonna make money. Lorraine and Haver are heading for big time.
You engaged the crew?
Yeah, through Len Pollitt, production manager. He's in Salt Lake right now, fixing up for tomorrow's shooting.
Camera?
Bob Newley. I engaged him. He's good. Yeah, he's good, let me tell you. We worked together before. He's straight. I can't see him doing anything to bust up the film. No, sir.
Where's your wife now, Earl?
Which one?
Your second and last. You know, the one that ran out on you?
Do you have to bring her into this?
Where is she? Does she hold a grudge against you?
No, I don't think so. Where is she? I don't know. She ran out on me 2 years ago, as you may remember. It was in all the papers. I haven't seen her since. Let me tell you, I don't know whether I love her still or hate her guts. Maybe a bit of both.
It hurt you, didn't it?
Yeah, but I'm over it now. Even film producers can be mature sometimes, Lee. Like growing up, realizing some things can't ever be.
Sorry.
Nah, it's okay. No, Betty's somewhere. and I'm sure she holds no grudge against me.
The story goes you and Diana Lorraine are getting hitched.
Well, we've talked about it. I've known her maybe a couple of years, a bit more. She's a sweet kid. With luck, she'll be Mrs. Earl Z. Carter III.
And Betty?
In the past, Lee, in the past.
2 years is a long time to court someone. Diane Lorraine, I mean.
That's a very personal statement, Mr. Bridges. But I'll excuse it. And I'll add to it. Diane's very young still. And I don't want to cramp her style. She wants a career? Okay, she knows if she marries me, she'll be in all my films. But I don't want another wife to run out on me. I want to let her live a little first.
You're a wise man, Mr. Carter.
Oh, maybe.
Earl.
Huh?
Can we get it rolling again? Bob thinks the light's going.
Yeah, that's right, Earl. I'll shake up the unit, huh?
Now, come on, you guys.
Okay, if you say so. How are you feeling, honey?
Oh, great, thanks, great. Oh, can we go now, please? I'm getting sick of this location. And I'll live with you always because I love you. Love, love you, Roland. No woman has ever loved a man as I love you.
Cap, that was great. Just great.
Wow, honey, you really acted as though you were in love then. Ah, that was great.
Only so-so.
Ah, quit beefing. I'm satisfied from the camera side, so let's keep it, huh?
That's all that interests you, isn't it? Your camera. Only your darn camera.
Well, and why not? I...
Oh, my God.
What's the matter?
What's wrong?
Hey, what goes on here?
I don't know. Okay, Richardson, we'll call you if we need you.
Okay, Lee. Thanks.
Well, Johnny?
I like the ski resort of Alta now has a murder on its hands.
Right. I didn't know Salt Lake City had so many newspapers. See them all?
Yeah, like ghouls. I'm glad you got rid of them, Lee.
Had to. Bring in Diane Lorraine, will you?
She ain't gonna like it, Lee.
Bring her in, Johnny.
Okay.
Hey, Miss Lorraine, please.
She's sitting there like she's struck dumbly.
Miss Lorraine. Close the door, Miss Lorraine.
You cops are old thing. You think you can order us around?
Close the door and come in. All right. Come in and sit down. Johnny, go to the door. In a moment, you'll have young and romantic Dick Haver bashing on it to protect Miss Lorraine's virtue.
Okay, Lee.
Miss Lorraine, I have to ask you questions, I'm afraid. Just as I've asked them of all the crew, and of Earl. After I've talked to you, I'll talk to Dick, so you're not being singled out for persecution.
Oh, I know. I'm sorry. But it was too horrible. Bob was young, Mr. Masters. He wasn't old. He shouldn't have had a heart attack. And now...
Now he's dead. Accept it and try to think clearly.
Yeah, I'll try.
How long was your affair with him?
What?
Okay, I'll play it your way. How long were you in love?
We were...
Look, tell me the truth, will you?
For about 6 months. But how did you know?
I just observed your reaction before he died. Earl commented on the scene. Bob said it was only so-so. You told him he thought only of his camera. Should he have been thinking of you?
I don't know.
He'd given you the hoof, hadn't he? Told you it was over?
No. Yeah.
Would you kill your ex-lover for that, Miss Lorraine?
No, I wouldn't. I loved him. He wanted out, said he was tired of me, but I loved him. I wouldn't hurt him.
And you didn't kill him. No, I know. Okay, Miss Lorraine, you can go. But don't leave the chalet.
Will you find out who did it? Please.
I'll find out.
Quiet out there, Haver.
Out you go, Miss Lorraine.
You want me to let Haver in?
It's Sam, Johnny. Open the door.
Sam, but she...
Open it.
Hi, Johnny.
Let Miss Lorraine go past you, Sam, and come in.
Well, Aubrey...
You got it, Sam?
I think so, Lee. I have it all here in my bag.
The ski lift works at night, Lee?
Yeah.
So Mooley was behind it all, huh?
Seems like it. Earl Z. Carter is it, all right. But not because Diane Lorraine was having an affair with Bob Newley.
It was one of the reasons.
Sure. But the first was most important. Earl still loves his wife. And he must have found out what Sam found out first. That Newley was the correspondent. Although not named as such. So, on two counts, Newley has to die. Sorry I cut short your vacation, Sam.
Oh, that's all right, Lee. Gee, well, I had to do a lot of talking and charming before I got the information you wanted.
Who did you get it from in the end?
The caretaker of the apartment where Newley stayed 2 years ago.
That's in San Francisco, Johnny.
Yeah, I read it.
Earl's wife used to visit Newley at the apartment.
And Newley paid him to keep quiet?
Uh-huh, that's right, Lee. $1,000. He didn't say a word, not even to the cops, the private dicks, when they investigated.
The caretaker knew she and Newley had taken off?
Seems so. But he kept his mouth shut until Sam paid him. How much, Sam?
$2,000.
Poor Uncle Sam.
Huh?
The U.S. government, honey, not a relative of yours.
You sure you want me in on this, Lee?
Sure, Sam, yeah. But get in the chair as it comes past. Johnny and I will take the double behind you. Get out of the station at the top.
Okay, Lee.
Hold it, Lee. Okay, here it comes now.
Hang on. Here you get.
Thanks, Johnny.
I'm in, too.
Okay, here we go. You sure he'll be up there, Lee?
Pile out, Johnny.
Here we are.
Thanks. Okay, Johnny?
Yeah, I'm okay.
All right, here we are. Let's move away from the machinery. I can't hear myself think.
We're going to walk in the snow, Lee?
Yeah, I've got the skis.
Now, don't tell me you didn't feel them digging into your back.
Lee, where do you think you'll be,
On the highest point of the ski run. Johnny tells me there's a drop of 4,000 feet on the other side. The side away from the outer chalet, right?
Right.
Well, then he'll be waiting there. To kill himself. If he hasn't done it already.
Then what the heck are we doing up here?
Justice, Johnny. To see it done, we need Earl Carter. If he's alive. Okay, let's go through the snow. Johnny, lead the way, will you?
Shall I put the skis in?
No, not yet.
Lee, you think Carter suspected Newley?
Must have. That's why he engaged him. To have him around while he built up evidence to kill him.
And he found the evidence?
Not the kind you found, Sam. He found out that Newley was having an affair with Diane Lorraine. This confirmed in his mind what Newley was like. So he acted.
And the heart attack?
One of the barbiturates, maybe. Newley had a weak heart. Carter knew this. Substituted a pill or two that Newley took after lunch. Slow acting, but fatal.
But the record would show Carter bought the barbiturates. He had himself hooked when he started out.
He should worry. He wants to die anyway. But not the rope. Utah's old-fashioned. Doesn't like gas or the chair.
And all the other accidents, Lee? Just pure accidents, sir? Even the snap cable?
Something's moving in the snow. In the direction of the station.
Hey, I can see him, Lee. I think it's Carter.
He's going to go down the ski lift.
Come on, quickly. I'll take your arm, Johnny.
watch it. Now, I'm going to jump on me, right? Let me go. Let me go.
Hold him, Johnny.
All right.
Okay.
Let me go now.
I've got him now. But get out of the chair.
No.
Help me. The chair's going out on the downright.
Lee, let him go. He'll take you with him.
Lee?
You'll let me go. Get your hands off me. Why should you stop me? Why? Let me go.
No, you don't. I'm holding you in this chair until we get back to the chalet. Then I'm going to hand you over.
Let me go.
Look, Masters. I got money. My room. You can take it. Take all of it. But you're going to let me go. Please, let me go. I have the right to die. Well, of course I got the right to die if I want to.
No, you haven't. Quit struggling, Carter. My left arm's strong enough to hold us into this chair. My right's not going to let you fall.
And only deserve to die. And I know I'm going to die.
That's right, buddy boy. Or go to jail. Look, will you quit swinging?
Oh, no. No. You can't stop me doing this. I'll swing this chair until we both go out.
Don't be a fool, Carter. Face the courts. You'll maybe get prison instead. He was having an affair with your wife.
I know. I know he was. You can't hold me, Masters. You can't hold me. And I'm glad.
Nothing. Only the seventh accident. That's all.
You have been listening to The Sounds of Darkness. Join the world of Lee Masters, the blind detective, next Tuesday and every Tuesday night at 7:30 in The Sounds of Darkness. The Sounds of Darkness is produced by Harry Van Veek.